got by shortwave.
And check me on this as I go, huh, can't you?
Right, Gunnar. The train started out from here 3 days ago. And this is Karen Hall, the estate of Reich Marshal Hermann Goering.
Head of the Luftwaffe, second in command to Hitler, owner of the greatest art collection, public or private, in the history of the world.
Let's hear it for Fat Hermann.
When things were going good, the Nazis brought the art collection to Karen Hall by the trainload. Now they're taking it out by the trainload.
Where to, Colonel?
We don't know, but undoubtedly to hide it. Well, the train was headed in the direction of these mountains down here. If they maintain this direction, another day should find them passing very close to...
Stalag 13.
Right.
Well, it's simple, Colonel. A couple of my specials on that track, and then bam! A gentle rain of Rembrandts all over the countryside.
Carter.
Well, I'm just throwing it out for discussion.
Shh, shh, shh. Coming.
Colonel Hogan, you will never believe me what wonderful honor has been paid to me by what terribly important person. Never, never.
I give up, Schultz. What?
I can't tell you.
Good. Always nice talking to you, Schultz. Now, if you just come back anytime next month, we'll start in right where we left off.
Begins with Herman.
Is that the honor or the person?
The honor has been paid to me to conduct that august person from Himmelburg to Stalag 13.
And nobody deserves it more, Schultz. Now, it's always nice talking to you.
Chief Forester of the Third Reich, Director of the State Theater and Opera, Hunting Master of Germany, Victorious Commander of the Glorious Luftwaffe, and...
Goering?
My lips are sealed.
Goering coming here?
Why would he be coming here?
Well, it is a Luftwaffe prison camp, Colonel.
Yeah, small potatoes. I don't get it.
Well, maybe Herman's cracking up.
Schultz, you sure he asked for you personally?
Me personally, Sergeant Schultz, special and sole guard of honor.
He's cracking up.
Reporting Herr Reichsmarschall!
A darling of you, Schultz.
Herr Reichsmarschall?
Ah, he's sleeping.
Oh, I beg the Reichsmarschall's pardon. Oh, please, will you convey to the Reichsmarschall, when he wakes up, of course, that I had no...
Talk normally. You would not awaken Herman with a club. Drink, Schultz.
I'm on duty.
So?
So I have a small one.
You're surprised to see me here, Schultz?
I would most definitely say yes and no.
And how is my dear Commandant Klink? And my small one, Le Beau? And Colonel Hogan?
All are in excellent health. Fräulein, Frau?
Maria! Frau Goering, we left at home. She's not much fun on the trip.
Just like my wife.
Sit down, Schultz. To the war! May the better side win.
My point of view, exactly.
You and Herman, you have much in common.
I always consider that on the question of strategy in the air war, Reichsmarschall Goering and myself...
You are both fat.
Excellent observation.
His uniform will fit you perfectly.
His uniform?
Or at least as well as it fits him.
While I'm not very good in declining honors, I haven't got too much practice in it, I feel that in this case...
Sit down, Schultz.
Why not?
Schultz, Herman, in his position, has had to step on certain toes, you understand?
Go on, anyway.
And he was paranoid to start with. Therefore, when he makes a public entrance, he prefers a double to do it for him.
Very good thinking.
Therefore, when he enters Stalag 13, it will be you. Herman will follow quietly.
I will be him?
Exactly.
I will be Reichsmarschall Göring.
You will never regret it. Unless someone shoots you.
Attention! Reichsmarschall Göring has just entered the area. I want to see every man standing like a statue. Attention! Attention! Welcome.
You will forgive us, Kling, darling. Herman wants to take me to your quarters at once. Who knows why? Driver!
Hogan, I don't understand it. I thought he was coming to inspect the camp.
I get around to it.
And that woman, the Russian, every time she shows up, there's trouble.
Why don't you have a man-to-man talk with him, sir?
With a Rice Marshal? Are you out of your mind, Hogan?
I don't know. I think I might be. A train's headed this way, then Göring shows up with Maria. Why?
It could be they plan to hide all the stuff here.
Could be. What's Maria's part in it?
Above reproach.
Or below.
One of the two.
Okay, I don't like it, but we got a train to catch. So we'll have to grab Göring.
We're gonna kidnap Göring?
Anybody got a better way?
Come in, Hogan, darling.
Where is he?
In there, asleep.
Check it.
He's a good sleeper, too.
Oh, you're so handsome in your little mask.
And you are so beautiful.
All right, hold it.
Talk to me as he does, Hogan, darling, I would melt.
Later, we've come for your boyfriend, which you apparently expected.
Would you remove your mask, Hogan, darling? It has been so long.
You don't seem to understand. We're not here for small talk. We came to kidnap Hitler's second in command.
Take off your mask or I shall scream. And my small one.
But of course.
B2?
Put it back.
Oh, sure.
All right, watch the door.
Together again, in love again. Perfect.
Not exactly. Try to get a grip on reality. We're here to take Göring. And when the Nazis find out we've got him, the whole roof is going to cave in, which puts all of us, you included, in the worst spot in our lives.
All of this just for a trainload of secondhand art?
You know about the train? Figures.
It is really a terrible plan, Hogan, darling. Suppose you force Herman to bring the train here. How do you get it out of Germany?
We're working on that.
And what happens to the operation here at Stalag 13? You will kidnap a Reich Marshal and go on with business as usual?
I doubt it very much.
Really, Hogan, darling, you've been too long without a woman. Your brain has softened. Herman! Come out, Herman. We have company.
Did someone call?
Schultz.
Yeah, it's Schultz. Tell them it's Schultz. Who are you?
All right, what's the game? Where's Göring?
Who knows? I never met him.
You see, she is innocent.
All right, knock it off.
Oh, Colonel Hogan, please.
Speer point out that prisoners of war are not supposed to be out of the barracks after sunset?
No, you may not point it out.
Just the thought.
All right, all right. What's going on here?
Hogan, darling, might it not be easier to get the train with a fake Goering than the real one?
Hmm? Yeah.
I hear nothing. I see nothing. Nothing!
Would you believe it that Sergeant Schultz has chosen this particular time to go over the hill?
Schultz AWOL. Shocking, sir.
Well, you may call it absent without leave. I call it desertion under fire. And, that woman.
There, I'm with you.
He's got a perfectly nice wife. Mm-hmm. Fine house, great art collection. Why does he get mixed up with her? Personally, I think that woman is... good morning. Good morning. How wonderful to see you.
You entertain prisoners in your private office, Clank?
Oh, Colonel Hogan was just leaving. Routine business. Dismissed, Hogan.
Of course, sir.
What is that, Clank?
The white glove?
Schmutz.
It is rather dirty at that. Mm. But you can assure Reichsmarshal Goering, when he comes here on his inspection trip, that there will not be as much as a speck of dust. And get off my desk, Hogan.
The Reichsmarshal is not here to inspect. Lucky for you, Clink.
Lucky for me, yes. However, might I inquire what his mission is? Of course, if it's personal, I wouldn't possibly...
Are we to share the deepest secrets of the Third Reich with a prisoner?
Of course not. Hogan, out now!
Let him stay. He will be part of the work detail.
Work detail?
To bring in the paintings and statuary. What did they ever see in you, Hogan?
You never told me.
Excuse me. Paintings? Statuary?
And the rugs. Lots of rugs.
I don't understand. Should I understand?
There will be a train, Clink, reaching the station near here very soon. Yeah. You will send out orders in the name of Reichsmarshal Goering that the contents of the train are to be brought here for storage. They are priceless. Certainly not your eyes. They are the ordinary. I cannot remember.
You'll think of it.
But priceless art objects... A whole train to be brought here?
Give them better care than your desk, huh, Clint? Come on, Hogan. It must have been something. We will talk about it.
Oh, Hogan! How am I to hide a whole trainload? How?
I could use a new rug for my office, sir. Say 4x5. 16th century Persian would be nice.
Quickly, now, quickly, and carefully. Most carefully, huh?
Colonel Clink.
Hogan, I'm busy. Later.
This is a formal protest, sir. The Geneva Convention states explicitly a prisoner of war camp is not to be used for any other purpose.
Colonel Hogan, given a choice between obeying the Geneva Convention and obeying Reichsmarshal Goering, I know what to do.
It's your decision, sir. Just hope you don't get hurt too badly in the power struggle.
What power struggle?
Goering Hitler. Could pay off like a jackpot for you if your side wins.
I'm taking no sides. I'm completely loyal to everyone.
Of course you are. And good luck to you, sir.
Hogan.
That cinch cover us, huh?
All right.
Open it up. Let's get going. All right, now, just the paintings, huh? When you get down below, get it out of the frames. Not too bulky. Kinch confirmed with London about the planes for tonight, huh?
Right after the dock, right, Colonel.
All right. Carter, that's when you stage your attack.
You want me to make that sound like a battalion or a regiment?
The battalion's fine. Newkirk and LeBeau help him out, huh?
Right. No problem, sir. No problem at all.
Just wait a while.
Clink, you are a traitor.
I assure you, Major Hochstetter, I have done nothing. Nothing.
A train robbery of art objects worth untold millions, that is nothing in your life?
Major Hochstetter, I explained that to you. I was given orders by Reichsmarshal Goering himself.
You will not lie to me!
Of course not, Major Hochstetter.
To anyone else, yes. But to the Gestapo, no. Never.
That is much, Brother Klink. After all, we are both on the same side, no? We should be friends, huh? Why not?
Of course, Major Hofstetter. Some of my best friends are... I mean, some of my dearest friends are Gestapo.
Who?
Who? Well, there's... And then there's...
Oh, what does that matter, Klink? You lied again, huh?
You caught me again. But never in the big thing.
Silence! Why did you rob that train?
I told you, Major Hochstetter. Reich Marshal Göring told me to.
Face to face?
Not exactly. It was relayed to me by the Russian woman.
Klink, has it somehow escaped your vigilance that we are fighting the Russians?
Major Hochstetter, nothing escapes me. Nothing. I believe she was a white Russian.
Ooh, a white Russian. So that when a white Russian tells you to hold up a train, you do it, huh?
Not always.
Klink! You will stop this childish storytelling now.
Anytime you say, Major Hochstetter. Anytime.
Why did he have to show up?
What now, Colonel?
Well, in about 2 minutes, they're going to be on their way to inspect Reich Marshal Göring.
Schultz?
I don't think he's going to pass inspection.
What happens to Maya?
Come on, Dad. What happens to us?
Nothing good unless we move fast. Carter, get outside and start the attack.
Yes, sir.
Kench, stay in radio contact with the planes. If they don't get a landing signal, tell them to get out of here and fast.
Right, sir.
LeBeau and Newkirk, go with Carter.
Right. Well, what about you, sir?
I'm on my way to Klink's quarters, and don't ask me why, because I don't know.
No, 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 no!
Have I ever steered you wrong, Schultz? Look at you. Have you ever lived so well in all your life?
Never! But I'd rather be a life sergeant than a dead race marshal.
I should like to be a dead sergeant.
What do you mean by that?
You're going to tell Hochstetter the whole truth.
Completely.
That you're only filling in for Herman till Herman gets here.
By direct orders of Reichsmarschall Göring himself.
Where did you get that idea?
From you. Yesterday. It's true.
Look, Schultz, if you can't convince us, what chance have you got with the Gestapo?
But, Colonel Hogg, I have done nothing. I ate a little bit. I drank a little bit of champagne. I have done nothing.
Schultz, we're only trying to help you. We don't care what you've done.
Thank you, Colonel Hogg. How are you going to help me?
Just be Fat Herman for 5 minutes longer. What's that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
And if I refuse?
Then I'm afraid you're stuck with a very weak story, and I'd have to advise you to plead guilty.
Colonel Hogan.
Now go in there, Schultz. I mean Herman. And put on a lot of shaving cream. You're going to need it.
Colonel Hogan.
Oh, boy.
But Hogan, darling, things are going beautifully.
What do you consider bad?
You're too modest. Your ideas are always marvelous.
My idea? This whole miserable scheme was yours from the beginning.
True. Which is why it is so generous of me to insist on only one plane load.
One plane load of what?
Of paintings to go to Russia.
How am I going to do that? They already have their orders.
You will talk to London, Hogan, darling, and you do need my cooperation.
Why, you...
Say it, Hogan, darling, say it. Commandant Klink and Major Hochstetter. Did Herman send for you?
A thousand pardons for the intrusion. I just wanted to make sure that you had everything you needed.
That is not the reason, Klink. What is this man doing here?
Hogan? Oh, I assure you, Major Hochstetter, that...
Hogan, what are you doing here?
Pouring champagne.
He's pouring champagne, Major Hochstetter.
What is he doing here? This camp is commanded by Russians and prisoners.
You do get right to the heart of things, Major.
I will get to more than that. You are all under arrest for high treason and train robbery.
Major Hochstetter, I assure you, this can all be cleared up with just one word from Reich Marshal Göring.
Ah, Reich Marshal Göring is not here. He never was here. And tomorrow, neither will you be. Take him away.
Hogan, Frau, whatever your name is, do something.
Herman, darling, are you free?
I order champagne. It takes 5 waiters to bring 1 bottle out.
Of course, Herr Reichsmarschall. Anything you say, Herr Reichsmarschall.
Who is this waiter?
Colonel Klink, Your Excellency, welcoming you to Starlock 13.
Big Ben, out!
Big Ben, marvelous description, Herr Ice Marshal. You coming, Hochstetter?
1 minute. You understand the Gestapo keeps track of everyone. Just an hour ago, we had a Reich Marshal Göring at Karinhall. Now we have one here. There is perhaps some simple explanation, huh?
I doubt it very much.
By which Herman means he has not the time to give explanations.
Does he have time, Morgan?
One can but hope.
What is this man doing here? Arrest everybody! What is that?
Hey, sounds like gunfire.
It's an attack! Call out the guards! Call out the guards!
The plane takes off in 2 minutes. Hurry, keep it moving.
Sounds like partisans, Major. Here to collect some artwork, maybe.
We will wipe some out. Come, Klink.
Major Hochstetter, I think I better stay here and protect the Reich Marshal.
Come! Kraus!
To the victory, Hogan, darling, of the partisans!
Colonel Hogan, what is happening?
It's hard to predict these things, Schultz. They may break into camp far enough to get away with some of the paintings. And with all this going on, Göring isn't likely to pay us a visit.
Oh, Morgan!
Which releases you for active duty so you can change uniforms and join the fighting.
Gladly. Right after I shave.
Why do you constantly fight me, Hogan, darling, when the result is always so perfect? Why?
Self-preservation.
No, Berlin must have better answers than this, or heads will roll. Art masterpieces worth millions missing. Was Göring here or was he not, eh? A night attack in which we suffer 6 wounded because they shoot at each other.
Major Hochstetter, may I point out to you that my record is still quite clear? In spite of the attack, not one single prisoner is missing.
What do I care? Let them all escape. There's the paintings.
If I may, Major, it seems to me they're gone for good. Best organized attack I've ever seen. Berlin should be pretty happy with you saving the rest of that stuff. It took courage, sir.
Did I ask for your opinion, Hogan?
No, sir, but I think you're making a mistake in not blowing your own horn.
So? And what shall I report about Göring, huh? Was he or was he not?
I think you're right in staying away from that whole area, sir.
How can I stay away from it? Why should I?
Well, it's touchy. Commandant Klink has a feeling that Göring may have been here to organize a base against the Führer.
I do.
These high-level power struggles, they're tricky unless you're really sure of your ground.
Hogan, are you suggesting that nothing should be done about any of these outrageous events?
Mine like a steel trap, sir.
Why, in other words, all is well that ends well.
Yeah. Major Hofstetter, may I say, it was a great pleasure working with you. And you will give my personal regards to Reichsführer Himmler.
Yeah. And I'm giving you 30 days solitary confinement for being absent without leave. How could this happen to me?
We'll make it up to you, Schultz. How about a painting?
Please!